And now, from Norwich, it's Reach Orange.
Thank you, Holly. She's new. Don't recognise her voice. Thank you, Chris. Well done, Chris. Well done. Lovely show, dear. Lovely show. No, I'm not going to pick any faults of anything today. It was very good, dear. Very good. Well done. Nice to hear that you got some holidays booked as well. There's nothing better than having holidays booked, is there? Oh, God, August seems a long way off at the minute. A long way off at the minute. We've got a very special prize on Name That Tune today, actually. You can win an all-expenses-paid trip. There's going to be a whole group of us going to Cologne in Germany just to surprise Chris. He won't be listening. So if you want to win that prize, we'll do that at 10:30.
You don't get them girls loose,
TJR.
Loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
Oof. But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, oof, oof. But I do, I do.
I bet y'all having a good time out there.
Yeah.
I'm running through the world like a running back. Yeah. Scarface world's my running back. Yeah. 30,000 people in here and all of me. 80,000 people in London, Wembley. 90,000 people in Morocco, and I'm just getting warmed up. Papo. Catch me with red one in Stockholm, Beirut Cafe. Getting my drink on. While all the pretty women hit the hookah. Yeah. All of them sweet. I suga. Suga.
Dale di fruta.
Dale di fruta.
They can't. They won't, they never will. Stop the party.
Yeah, that's slinky. And now I'm doing shows in Helsinki. Finland. I know what y'all thinking. Y'all thinking that you can outthink me, but you can't, frankly. I'm out for the Benjis, Frankies. You know, just cause you ain't me, don't hate me. As a matter of fact, you should thank me. Even if you don't, you're welcome, Yankees. Digga, 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 zow. Who got the keys to the world now? Yours truly, blah, 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 blah.
They can't, they won't, they never will. Stop the party.
Good time.
There you go, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305. Joe, you know, I'm slowly becoming a massive Pitbull fan. I was watching videos last night of when he played the O2 recently, and everyone turned up with ball caps, didn't they? I don't need to even invest any money in that. I already have a bald cap installed on my head because I'm sexy like Mr. 305. He's Mr. 305, I'm Mr. NR7, that's where I live. Yeah, not got the same ring to it, is it? What is the first three digits of your postcode this morning, dear listener? Let me know. We'll give you a shout out. And we'll play the Pitbull instrumental bed as well. And we'll do some locations. Don't give me a full address. They used to do that years ago. Who was that who was talking about that yesterday? There was someone who was talking about that yesterday. I remember it. Well, someone on the radio I was listening to. And he went, oh, that's Tony Blackburn, I think, on the Soul Show. And he was saying about, oh, I can't believe years ago we used to read out the whole names and full addresses of the listeners on air. Don't do that. I won't come round doing a personal appearance if that's what you're thinking. I know it'll be a hint of giving me your home address, just in the, you know, the case I might just turn up, and you know, you'll have a celebrity such as myself turn up. You know, if I can't make it, if you do book me, you know, you want me to turn up at your house, that is fine. If for any reason I'm ill, there is a substitute, which is, you know, not as good as me. That is someone called Chris Reardon. You know, we might be able to get him to come around, you know, if you want a birthday surprise or something like that. They used to do all stuff like that, didn't they, in COVID? They came up with all weird and wonderful ways of doing that and making money, didn't they? There's a local sort of comedian and a bit of an all-round entertainer called Ben Langley, who does a stand-up show around holiday camps and a magic show and all these, like, you know, a little bit of an all-around sort of show. And he, in COVID, he came up with a very good idea of basically doing his show that he does at the caravan sites and holiday parks like Butlins and cruise ships and stuff on the front of people's gardens. How cool is that? Maybe one day we can have a Reach On Air roadshow and you can pay us a very high sum of money and we can do this radio show or one of our radio shows live from your front or back garden. I'm thinking around about £2,000 an hour, something like that. How much would you pay me to do this radio show in your front or back garden, please? Let us know on the instant messenger. Flash just there this morning with his lovely messages that I always get of enthusiasm, you know, first thing in the morning. He's such a lovely person, the messages that he sends me, you know. Really brightens up my day, you know, Flash, that does. That was Pitbull, Mr. 305, featuring TGR, and Don't Stop the Party right here on Reach On Air. It's Ross Bats out live from Norwich.
Jason's weather report.
But what's the weather, eh?
For today.
Oh, yeah.
It only applies to his area.
Now, will I beat Jason's weather today? I've already looked at my weather. Jason says, we just do the weather for Jason. We ain't bothered about no one else because Jason is the most important person in the world. Jason says, morning, Ross, on another lovely sunny morning here in Bristol with a temperature of 10 degrees. Well, here in Norwich, Jason, it is, I've top trumped you, it's 13 degrees.
Jason's weather report.
Yes, mate.
It only applies to his area.
It is a beautiful day.
What a beautiful day. Some say that that's impossible, but you and I would never look back. And wasn't it incredible? So beautiful and above all, just to see the fuse get lit this time, to light a real bonfire for all time. And what a beautiful day. In my all-powerful mind, I was drinking in my nightclub. It felt good to be back. When Hepburn said I love you and Flynn said make mine a double jack. Was then we planned the revolution to make things better for all time. Oh, and Guevara said that's crazy and ordered up a bottle of wine. What a beautiful time.
Levelers, and what a beautiful day.
Hi, my name's Louise Tomlinson, and when I'm really, really bored, I love listening to the Ross Patzel show on Reach On Air.
Yep, all the stars listen to this show. Come and say hello on the instant messenger. We're asking you this morning, what's the first line of your postcode, please? I am Mr. NR7. Pitbull is Mr. 305. What is the first three digits of your postcode, please? We'll give you a shout out this morning. In the style of Pitbull. How much would you pay me to do this radio show live from your front or back garden this summer, please? The highest bidder might well win. I don't know if I could. Could I do this show live somewhere? There must be a way. Can I hook into your Wi-Fi or something like that? I'll tell you what. I can get on them big speakers like what Chris Reardon's got, them big disco speakers I noticed on his video the other day live from his house he did. But he did a tour of his house. It's actually a very, very nice house. He's got a massive house, isn't he? And a really nice garden, but he's got a massive speaker. I think it's on wheels. It's one of them ones on wheels. I could do like that. It will be like a Timu version of the Radio 1 Roadshow. You know, literally with the Skoda just rocking up. With this big massive speaker. And I'll probably be able to get like one of the Reach On Air logos printed on an A4 bit of paper, and that would be like the backdrop. It would be like the worst roadshow you've ever seen. How much would you pay me to do a show at your house? Let us know on the instant messenger. I'd love the idea of doing some outside broadcasts on Reach On Air. Wouldn't that be great? Is that possible? Can we all just get together one day and do a massive show one day? They did that years ago. There must be some budget for something, isn't there? Where would we do the show? Let's do it from Great Yarmouth. Oh, no, don't do that. You'll get your stuff nicked. No, don't do that, actually. No, not a good idea. Right, who we got there this morning? Let's have a look on the messenger. Jason's there this morning. Flash is with us this morning as well. It's such a nice day outside. The car's there as well. I'm really tempted to go somewhere in the car today and have a lovely walk. I stupidly forgot to put the bloomin' washing on. I could have put the washing on, then got the washing out, and then gone out somewhere. Now I'm going to wait for the blooming washing to finish, aren't I? Actually, saying that, at 11 o'clock, I could go out somewhere at 11, put the washing on. I'll have a couple of hours then, won't I? Oh, where can I go? Somewhere nice for a walk in the countryside or something. I don't know. Flash says, isn't Greg James doing well on his bike? Needs more of a challenge. He needs you on the back of that bike. Mate, I'd last 5 minutes on the back of his bike. If you're not seeing on the Radio 1 thing, Greg James is doing a comic relief big tandem ride thing from one end of the country to another. And you can watch it all live on the Red Button, actually. It's quite good watching it on the Red Button as well. You can see all the reactions and stuff like that. See what's going on and see if he nearly falls off his bike. The air's doing really well. He's been doing it for days now, hasn't he? How far is he now, then? How long has he got left at Flash? Let us know. Yeah, good old Greg. People are saying, could this be his last big thing? And then he'll make some announcement after Comic Relief. And then they'll get someone else to take over the breakfast show in the future. Yeah, he's getting on now, isn't he? How old is Greg James? Does anyone know? How old is Greg James? Let's have a look. Greg James. I don't know how old. I reckon he's 40 now. How old do you reckon Greg James? He's 40. There you go. Bang on 40. 40 years old. So he's 5 years younger than me. And he's got the breakfast show. God, not jealous at all. Not jealous at all. But yeah, there's rumours that he might be on the way out, which they've got to keep it fresh. Who's that one of you say, Jerry, isn't it? Jerry, who's been doing some stuff from the bike ride thing as well. He's lined up to be the next presenter, they reckon, because he's hip and happening and young and cool, and that's what you need to be. A bit like me, you see, I'm hip and happening and young and cool. If you want to message the show this morning, you can on the instant messenger, or you can WhatsApp your messages, your voice notes, 0787 263 8445 is our WhatsApp, 0787 263 8445. Roy says, come to my gaff, I'll host you and feed you as well while you do a radio show. Now that is a good idea. That is a good idea, Roy. Maybe we'll do that. Yeah, can imagine that. I'll do a radio show. I've seen Roy's garden, his back garden. That's a lovely little garden you got there, Roy. Very smart. I got a load of free flowers from work last night. Surprise, surprise. They were getting rid of all the Mother's Day stuff. So I'll be honest with you, they were bone dry. I got these little cane basket things. There was a pile. There's about 10 of them, but I was walking and I had shopping, so I couldn't even carry. So I carried two home. They were normally 25 quid each. I got them for free. Thank you very much. Ka-ching. Yeah, two Mother's Day. I'll be honest with you, some of the flowers, they're dying a bit, but they were as dry as anything, and I've given a massive watering last night. And I'm going to give them another watering a bit later on today as well. And they look like they're already... It's only just one of the sort of flowers. There's about four different ones in there. Oh, they look lovely. They do. Good job you didn't buy them for your mum on Mother's Day. They've been dead already on Bloomin' Thursday. But yeah, no, they're all right. They're nice. So yeah, I did that last night. Flash is there this morning. Mr. Pitbull is Mr. 305. I am Mr. NR7. And Flash is Mr. No, that doesn't really work. RH13. Oh, I suppose so. It's got to be like three digits. Flash is Mr. RH13. Mr. RH13 in house. So Flash is Mr. RH13. And Mr. Pitbull is Mr. 305. What is your first three digits of your postcode? Roy is NW, Mr. NW. And we've got Jason, who is Mr. BS4. Is that NS or is that a 5? Hold on, I'm showing you glasses. Mr. BS4. There you go. BS4, something that you know the word stands for. Anyway, right, let's continue with the show. We're going to play you some Nathan Dawe for you now. Figure out what went wrong.
Burn like a fat man with a painting. Feeling so high like a black Yao Ming. Call me Godzilla cause I got a big part. Went through war, got a purple heart. Needed my space, time, recovery. Now man's ace, quit, summary. New discovery, losing that weight. Post on the ground cause I'm just great. I'm way too slick with it, John Wick with it. I'm taking best shots and equipment it. More drinks with it, they're sick with it. Still went up in a bed with a chick in it. VVS1 with my chain bars down. Been through a lot, now man's got crown. KSI verified, stay scheming, self-believing, you know I.
There you go, that is Nathan Dorr featuring KSI and Lighter. Hold on. Go.
Ross is the most favorite DJ at 10 in the morning. Lots to tell with music, natters on like a sheep. Guaranteed you won't sleep. His studio is the conservatory, you can always hear the rain. His studio. Washing out there is gonna get Rob. It's the most favorite DJ at 10 in the morning.
Yes, it is. Just played your Nathan Dorr. I'm gonna play you some Tom Jones just around the corner in a minute. We're asking for your first three digits of your postcode. We'll give you a shout out this morning. Brav, innit? Morning, Roy. He says, morning, Russ. I'm just about to hit the spa. Spent a lovely night at Sopwell Park Spa and Hotel. Lovely weather. Mega breakfast buffet. You would love it. He's a man of leisure, isn't he? He's like a Timu version of Hugh Hefner, aren't you? Aren't you, Roy? So I bet you're surrounded by beautiful ladies, aren't you? Oh, is that a beautiful lady? No, it's a man, actually, Derek. I bet you're surrounded by beautiful ladies there at Sopwell Spa. Enjoy your time, Roy. God, you know what? I love having kids, but and like Chris said earlier, you know, when you've not got kids or anything, and responsibilities, you can go on Aldi every month. I can't wait for that. Do you know what? You know that hotel in Benidorm, the Flamingo Oasis Hotel, where they filmed Benidorm, the actual proper hotel? They're on Hot UK Deals last night. You will laugh because I'm always on Hot UK Deals website where you get all deals. They had a thing on there, and it was £200, three nights, all inclusive. In March, I think, no, April. So I don't know if that's hot or not in Benidorm. £200 for three nights, all inclusive, at the actual hotel where they filmed Benidorm. I'd have some of that. But then when you look closer, it says down the bottom, transfers not included. And I was thinking, well, the airport will be just round the corner, get a taxi. 90 minutes away. No thanks. Actually, saying that, you could get the holiday and hire out one of their mobility scooters, like the Marge on Benidorm users on the TV show, and actually get the mobility scooter, drive that with the suitcase on your back from the airport to Benidorm. 90 minutes in a car, I reckon about 8 hours on a mobility scooter. How long do you reckon it will take on a mobility scooter to get from Benidorm Airport to Benidorm, I suppose? Is it Alicante? I don't know where it is. I've never known why they ain't got an airport closer to actual proper Benidorm. That's the only thing that puts me off going there. sitting an hour and a half on a coach, God no thanks. No, I can think of nothing worse. When we go on holiday in August to Turkey, 30 minutes. No, 20 minutes. 20 minutes on the coach. It's literally next door. Like, the hotel is literally next door to the airport. But sadly, if there was, there must be like a side gate at the airport where you could just literally come off the plane, get straight on a bus and just go through the fire exit. The hotel is literally next door, but you have to go all the way around the houses to get on the main road to come back down to the hotel, which is next door, if you see what I mean. But you could probably walk there quicker than it takes that. But I can't wait for that in August. Get off that coach. Get the we have a concierge, whatever they call them. I've never had a concierge. The people who take the suitcases to your room. I can't. I'm not used to stuff like that. The only time I've ever had anything like that is when we went to Vegas, and we had loads of $1 bills in our top pocket, and we just tipped everyone, and we tipped him a few dollars to take our bags up to our room. And never, you don't get that at Butlins, you see. You don't get a concierge at Butlins. Well, I'm pretty sure you don't. I've never seen one. So enjoy that. That Roy. Roy says, if you want to come and do a radio show, come to my gaff. I'll host you, or feed. I said that, I don't know. Host and feed you. There was another one from Roy as well. Actually, no, saying that, the one what Roy sent me about going to, he's at the spa. Maybe I should join Roy at the spa today at Sopwell Park Spa. He's there having some treatments and stuff. I think I might actually go now, if you don't mind. We'll get the emergency tape kicked in. Actually saying that, no, I don't know, my driveway is very squelchy. This is the only sound effect, to be honest with you, I can find that says footsteps. This is a very squelchy driveway I'm standing on. Anyway, forget about that. I was trying to do something cool with sound effects there. It didn't really work. I need some footstep sound effects. Anyway, let's play some Tom Jones. And not responsible. I'm not responsible for anything.
Now let me ask you something. Have you ever felt that you weren't responsible for the things that you do? When the girl that you were with is just too much. She is so out of sight, baby, that all you can say is, well, all right. I'm not responsible, not responsible for anything I do when I'm with you. I'm not responsible. It's impossible to be so very near and not feel part of you. You've got such a hold on me, you make it seem so easy, but it's true, oh yeah. I get such a happy feeling, knowing that you feel the same way too. Oh, baby. All right. I'm not responsible, not responsible when you can make a man do what you want him to. I'm not responsible. It's impossible to be so very near and not know what to do. You got such a hold on me, you make it seem so easy, but it's true.
There you go. The old 60s songs, they don't hang about. That's about two minutes and 4 seconds long, that is.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Right, we'll do name that tune in just a bit. Nigel's there this morning. Morning, Nigel. Oh, you've forgotten that I do a radio show, haven't you, dear? We haven't heard from you for about 6 months. How are you, dear? He's been saying many times he's going to do a show on Reach On Air. Is that ever going to happen, do you think, Nigel? He says, don't forget to get up early and bag your sunbed when you go on holiday. Yeah, he's one of them. He's one of them sunbed people that sets his alarm for 6 in the morning. What a saddo. Saddo. Yeah, he does. He gets up really early and puts his towels. He's one of them. I hate people like him. He puts his towels on. If I was the cleaner, I would scoop your towels up and chuck them in the pool, mate. Chuck them in the pool. Flash says, no disrespect to Tom Jones, but we need some trance in the sunshine, Rossi. All right. Keep your knickers on. Keep your Allens on. We'll get some trance on soon, mate. Don't you worry about that. There's always trance not too far away on this show. Roy says, that ain't a concierge. That's a baggage handler. Okay. Did I get it wrong? What's a concierge then? What's that then? I don't know. I'm not used to all these posh places, mate. We go to Butlins and places like that. Nigel's just created an awful image. Oh my God, I feel like actually being sick now. Nigel says, so nice and warm where I am at the moment, I might sunbathe topless. Oh God, the thought of that. Oh my God, are you seeing the state of Nigel, one of our listeners? Oh my God. He is so ugly, it's unbelievable. Whereas as soon as I get my pecs out, all the chicks are just flocking around me going, oh God, are you right, Ross? Can we come and sit with you? Oh God, all right then. Yeah, come and sit with me. Okay, yeah, I know. Anyway, we're doing Name That Tune. I think we're updating the messages now. I was trying to keep on top of the messages today, so I keep getting behind because we've got so many thousands of people listening to us this morning. Right, it's a very special Name That Tune this morning. As Chris Reardon's going on holiday to Germany very soon, you can win an all-expenses-paid trip for 10 people to join Chris at a surprise party we're going to be doing. Basically, as soon as Chris gets to the hotel, we're all going to jump out from the sofa and go, surprise! And we've booked every room surrounding Chris's room in Cologne in Germany. And all the trips that Chris has booked, we've also booked VIP places for you to join Chris. So yeah, he's going to be really happy that we all turn up and potentially ruin his holiday. So yeah, if you want to win a place in Germany with Chris Reardon in Cologne very soon. Now, tell us the artist and title of this song, please, this morning, lovely listener. Oh, press play. That probably... Oh, no, not that one. Hold on. This one. I'm just giving it away now. Any ideas? Any idea who that is? Let us know this morning.
You're listening to the Ross Patsow Show on Reach On Air.
You are listening to Ross Patsow, and this is Wet Leg at 10:35.
Mummy, Daddy, look at me. I went to school and I got a degree. All my friends call it the big D. I went to school and I got the big D. 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 I went to school and I got the big D. Is your muffin buttered? Would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin? Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey you, over there, on the chaise longue in your underwear. What are you doing sitting down? You should be horizontal now. Would you like us to assign someone to worry your mother? Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey you, in the front row, are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaiselong in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume. Long on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long.
The idea of just sitting lying on the chaise longue. I ain't got a chaise longue, no. I got some rattan chairs. Is that the same sort of thing? Chaise longue are them long sort of ones, aren't they, where you can sort of like sit, sort of lie down and kind of look at the telly. See, that fancy woman on Gogglebox has got a chaise longue, isn't she? The one who looks a bit dirty on Gogglebox, the older woman. Anyway, but doing name that tune. Flash says, after hearing Jerry on the radio on Breakfast Show this morning, don't know if he'll be next in line. He said he hates mornings and breakfast shows. And he thinks that breakfast shows should start at 2 p.m. Yeah, they should. It's 2 p.m. That'll be about Roy's time for a breakfast show, 2 p.m, wouldn't it? And that's probably an early start for Roy as well. Yeah, I think Jerry might be next up in line. Who do you think could be the next Radio 1 presenter? Let us know on the internet. I love it when we talk about other radio stations on this one. You'd never get away with that on a normal commercial station or anything like that, would you? But anyway, that's what we're interested in. It's our hobby, isn't it? Radio, because we're radio geeks, aren't we? Who do you think will be the next presenter? I think it would be Jerry as well. They need someone. How old is he? Flash. I don't know his surname. How old is Jerry? Please let us know, because they need someone young, don't they, on there. I was saying that Pete Tong's still on there, and Pete Tong must be in his 60s. He's got to be about 68. Hold on. How old is Pete Tong? Pete Tong, I reckon Pete Tong is 66. He's 65 and he's still on there. Do you see what I mean? That doesn't make any sense, is it? Anyway, we're doing Name That Tune this morning. This is the bit of music. I think it's quite an easy one this morning, but we like to get everyone involved to give you all a chance and give you all a shout out as well. As well as your postcode, your NR, you know, your first three digits of your postcode. Tell us the artist and title and the first three digits of your postcode, and we'll give you a Pitbull shout out, and also we'll give you a shout out as well. If you get this right, here is this. This is 8 bars now. Who is that? She used to be my crush, not no more. I still wouldn't say no, though, to be honest with you. Zara Larsson, I'll tell you what, Natalie Imbruglia, I saw her doing a video the other day, and her looking back at herself in the 90s, Natalie Imbruglia is still, I had a massive crush on her when I was younger, and she is still fit. I used to remember Heartbreak High, that used to be on as well. There was someone on Heartbreak High I used to really fancy as well. Anyway, right, let's do Name That Tune. Who was first in this morning? Let's scroll right down this morning, because there's hundreds of you. Roy says, is it Kylie? Yeah, it's Kylie. But what is the song, Roy? And anyway, aren't you meant to be getting treatments done or something? Roy's just said Kylie. Well, no. Yes and no. Flash says, is it Kylie? Better the devil you know. See, there you go. That's how you do it. Oh, I need to make that longer. Flash says Jerry is 28, I believe. Yeah, see, that's good, because then he'll have a good 12 years before he gets to his 40s. Alright then, so Flash, you're the winner today. Well done, you've won your place. A VIP pass to join Chris Reardon on his trip to Cologne in Germany. You can bring 8 friends along with you. And we're all going to surprise Chris and give him the holiday of his dreams. Just don't tell him, though. And take Kylie to Germany. Lovely Kylie, second in line at the moment to Zara Larsson. That is Better the Devil You Know. Well done, Flash.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The station where no 2 days are ever the same.
Not the same.
This is Reach On Air.
It is. I'm just having a look at stuff. Is Flash on today? Let's have a quick look. No, he's on later on. He's on. I thought he was on after me. No, he's on later on today. He's not on after me today. That's a shame. I was thinking about doing the odd, like, 1 a.m. show after Alan Ross. There's days like yesterday. I was still up at half past two. I was thinking, God, I could have done an hour last night. Alan Ross, if you ever listen to this show, if you ever can't make it for any reason, let me know. Sometimes I can do a midnight show on a Monday. No, on a, what would it be, a Sunday or a Wednesday night. If you can't ever make it, let me know. No one else wants it. I can probably do the odd midnight show. I'll have to do it quietly. The girls will be in bed. We're talking this morning all about about other radio stations. Jerry from Radio 1, we're thinking that he might be the next breakfast presenter on Radio 1. Greg James is now turning 40. He's turned 40. So his time's coming up soon, I think. I didn't realise that. Is it Ricky from Ricky, Melvin and Charlie? I didn't realise he's 45 years old and Charlie Hedges is 39. Do you know what? I love Charlie Hedges. She's great, isn't she? Did you hear her yesterday when she was talking to Greg James in the bus? Said something about... What was it she said? I can't remember what she said. She said something about a cheeky bum or something like that. She's brilliant. And her laugh, she reminds me of my mum's friend. My mum's mad friend from work. She's like one of them. She's lovely, Charlie Hedges, isn't she? Yeah. I think she'd have been good on The Breakfast Show by herself. Not with Ricky, Melvin and Charlie. Not the other two, I mean. Flash Days, could you please let your four listeners know that tonight is my last ever Thursday Night Live if they want to join me? Is it? What? Are you doing just morning ones, are you? Are you just doing permanent morning ones then? It's his last one tonight if you want to join him. Until he gets bored and actually does one on a Thursday night. Oh, by the way, yesterday, Flash, you know when you said about Peter Andre? I listened back. I went for a walk after the show, an hour walk. I listened back. Yeah, Peter Andre just randomly popped up mid-link. Mysterious girl. I don't know what went on there. I was talking all about me getting on top of my conservatory roof. I'm wondering if one of the bosses was listening. And they were worried about my health and safety and thought we better take Ross off the air temporarily while he's suggesting that he might climb his conservatory roof and clean his windows. Was that something to do with health and safety or was it just a glitch on the internet? It's bizarre. So a public apology, Flash. You were correct that there was an emergency tape that kicked in yesterday for about 2 minutes. So, yeah, sorry, I didn't believe you. I thought you were pulling my leg, but it was actually true. So, yeah. So, in the future, if Flash says I've gone off air, then I may or may not have actually gone off air. I'm always a bit, like, worried in case someone's trying to wind me up. Then you get all flustered. But, yeah, I did indeed go off air yesterday. I don't know what happened there. Must have been the great Virgin Media service, which I never understand why you have blips in your internet when you're the only person here. That is why I do a radio show when the girls are at school. So no one else is hogging the internet, so I get full bandwidth. Anyway, thank you. He says, apology accepted. Thank you very much, Flashy Baby. We're also asking this morning, got 10 minutes left of the show. What's your postcode? We'll give you a shout out this morning if we haven't done so already. Mr. Pitbull is Mr. 305. I'm Mr. NR7. What is the first three digits of your postcode? How much would you pay me to do a radio show in your front garden as well? If we do the Ross Patsalt Roadshow live on Reach On Air. And that's pretty much it, really, to be honest with you, lovely listener. I think we'll play another song. I think we might need a bit of trance. The trance alarm has gone off this morning. It has gone off. That's not the trance alarm. I'm pressing the wrong buttons there. The trance alarm has gone off this morning, which means we now have to play some trance. If the alarm goes off, that's what we have to do. So here is this morning's trance anthem from Paul Van Dyk, the brilliant For an Angel on Reach On Air at 10:50. Good morning. We'll be right back. That is Paul Van Dyke for an angel. Ooh. Right, let's have a little lookies. Right, let's see who is on Reach On Air for the rest of the day today. It is Thursday the 19th of March. You've got Reach For Decades coming up at 11 o'clock later on, and then the Indie Hour with Richard Steele at 2 o'clock. Followed later on, some more live shows. Dan's Reach For Randomness with Dan the Music Man Glenn. I've met him. Thursday Night of Flash at 8 o'clock. Last one, I've met him. First V Last with DJ Johnny. It's playing the first and last releases for iconic artists. DJ Di in the evening live from Scotland. And it is Friday tomorrow morning, so you've got Alan Ross with the Music and Memories Night Shift. That is your lineup for Reach On Air. If you want to be a presenter on Reach On Air, please do come and get signed up. The more the merrier. Come and join our lovely little happy family of little radio geeks, such as myself. It's the best thing you'll ever do, to be honest with you. Because when it's like really cold weather in the winter, and there's nothing to do, and it's boring as hell, you can do as many hours as you want, up to three a day. And yeah, you'll love it. You'll never turn back. So yeah, come and join our lovely little club. Thank you very much for all your messages today. Roy, enjoy your time at the spa. Treat yourself, mate. It's deserved. Well deserved. And that is pretty much your lot. That is it for the shows from this week. I will be back on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend. And I'm going to leave you with some Betty Boo. A brilliant song from 1992. This is Let Me Take You There.
Going back to the grindstone, but what do we do when the sun goes down? Come and let me take you there.